All right, guys. Hi.
Hi.
Welcome back
to the Flick Chicks podcast.
We're late again.
I'm Jane.
I'm Allison.
Woo.
Woo. And are there any updates? How are you, Jane?
I'm good. Just school, but it's almost Christmas break, so I'm really excited for that.
Thank freaking God.
And then right after that, you're going to come home.
So true.
We're going to hit the podcast really hard.
Yeah, we are. And the audio will be so much better, everyone.
It's so true.
So, this mic that I record on is so incredibly messed up. I don't know what's wrong with it. When I get back, we're going to have to get rid of it.
Yeah, we're going to have to get a new mic.
It is a disaster and a half. So, just to keep you guys updated on Patreon, this week we're doing something really fun. You guys know that we always read IMDb reviews. Oh my God. We always read IMDb reviews at the end of movies, and we always like try and find funny ones, but sometimes it's like hit or miss, right? But Jane and I specifically went on IMDb and found the funniest reviews we could find. And
yes.
This week we're doing readings of them. So I think they're really funny.
It's pretty funny.
You can hear some great reviews for movies like La La Land, Paul Blart Mall Cop 2, The Room, Wizard of Oz, and many more.
Yeah, it's great. You guys will love it. So go over and donate as little as $1.
And get all that content plus more for free.
And well, basically, if you just want, you know, something, us to cover something really bad, the best way to get us to cover it is to join Patreon.
So true. Plus, like, we are constantly strapped for Patreon ideas. So if you want us to do something that we couldn't really do here, we'll probably do it on Patreon because we're constantly like, what the hell do we do for Patreon?
Yes.
So, yeah, go donate money. And I think that's it. Are you ready?
Yeah. Yes.
All right.
I'm so excited for today's movie.
It's a feel-good movie, folks.
We've been covering horror all October long, and now it's time for a happy, happy movie.
Happy movie. What is it, Jane?
It's Ratatouille.
Hell yeah, it is. It's a 2000 Pixar classic. Ratatouille. I'm so excited.
I saw this movie when I was 10, when it came out at the drive-in.
Aww.
At the same drive-in where The Outsiders was filmed.
Oh, hey. That's fancy.
Yeah.
Nothing was ever filmed at my drive-in.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever... I don't remember how I saw this movie. Not in theaters. But
It's directed by Brad Bird.
Yes, he directed The Incredibles, I believe, as well.
Mm-hmm. And it stars Patton Oswalt.
Hell yeah, it does.
And I think Ray Romano's brother.
Oh, what's that guy's name? Let me look it up.
Lou Romano.
Someone else is in this, too, that is kind of famous.
Will Arnett's in this.
Peter O'Toole's in this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Will Arnett totally is in this. Huh. It's really freaking good, folks. It's really good.
It's really good. So I'm sure you guys have seen it if you're listening to this. It's obviously an animated movie for both kids and adults alike.
Yeah, it really is.
It's just a heartwarming piece of cinema.
It is. It's like, okay, have you seen that tweet that's like, the Black Plague was a terrible PR crisis for the rats. They didn't fully recover until 2007 when the classic film Ratatouille came out.
It's so true. And also, I used to watch the bonus features on the DVD, and they had this short called Your Friend the Rat. And it, like, dispelled myths about rats because it wasn't actually the rat who spread the plague. It was the fleas that were on the rat.
Right? That's what I tell people. And they're always like, but the rat. And I'm like, no, the rat didn't bite people and give people the plague.
It was the fleas that were on the rats.
Yeah.
And they talk about that in My Friend the Rat. And they basically just talk about the history of the rat and like the importance of it in culture and stuff like that.
Rats are amazing. In fact, I feel like towards the end of this, after we talk about it, I'm going to hit you all with some rat facts.
Yeah,
because
I love rodents.
I want to say that rats get a bad rep. You know what
they
I mean?
They do, and they're not because, bad.
You know, even now, I feel like rats, like, people are always like, oh, rats are so gross and ugly. And the other day I was at a pet store, and everyone was like, oh, these rats are so gross. And I was like, you're wrong. I was defending the rats. Also, funny story, went to a pet store this weekend, and I watched 3 grown adults try to get pet workers, like people that worked at pet shops, try to get 2 rats out of a cage and into another cage because they were being sold. It took them 30 minutes. All right? 2 rats, 3 adults. They were trying to like coax the rats into these boxes. And I kept being like, they're not going to do that. Just pick them up. Just pick up the rats. Finally, they are like, we're going to go get the guy that's really good at this. We're going to get the guy that's good at the rats. So they go away, and this guy comes out with these fucking industrial strength cleaning gloves, like the rubber gloves that go up to like almost your shoulders.
Oh my God.
He comes out with these, and he's like, I'm going to get the rats. And I was like, just pick them up.
It's not like they're wild rats. They're like pet rats.
They're fancy rats. Just pick them up and put them in the box. And he's chasing them around. He's still not picking them up. He's just like trying to like scoop them. And I was like, pick them up. And then one guy, at one point, the rat got up and he was like trying to get his attention and he snapped in its face. And I was like, okay, well, now the rat's not going to come to you. You just snapped in its face.
Poor little rat.
I know. And these are people that work at a pet store. I was like, what's wrong with you?
And rats are so smart. And their brains are so, the structure of their brains are so similar to humans, which is why they use them in research a lot.
I know. I was like, rats are amazing.
Yep. So this movie is about rats, obviously. It's about this special little rat named Remy, who's so cute and played by Patton Oswalt.
Oh, yeah. He's got this little fancy skill where he's really, he like has a really good sense of smell.
And taste. Basically.
And taste. So he's like, he can really like, he's good at picking out notes, you know?
Yeah, and he's really good at it. So that makes it really easy for him to cook. And he loves watching like cooking shows at the house where that his family lives in the attic. And he has a brother and a dad. His dad's name is Django, and his brother's name is Emil. And so Django finds out that Remy has this gift of smelling rat poison on food. And so he puts him to work as the poison checker, but Remy wants to be a cook.
Indeed.
And so, he experiments with cooking at in the house, and like he walks on his hind feet, and he's very much like human-like.
Yeah. He likes humans. But most rats don't, as you might.
Because humans don't like rats.
It's true. They really tackle the stereotype very well.
They do. They do. They show like how people just judge rats before knowing them.
It's so sad.
It's so sad. And so one day when Remy's trying to cook and trying, he finds out that his idol, Gusteau, who is this famous chef, he basically gets a really bad review and I'm assuming kills himself because it says that he died shortly afterward, but that just means he killed himself out of like heartbreak for getting a bad review.
Yeah, I can't remember if they say that he just died or if they said like he became really ill after that and a lot of people thought it was because of the review.
They said that the chef died, the heartbroken chef died shortly after. That's what they said.
Aw, that's so sad.
So I'm sure he just killed himself.
Can you imagine being the critic that makes a chef kill himself?
I mean, I don't think ego cares.
Well, it probably should at the end. Ego, what a name.
I know. So yeah, this guy named Ego gave him a bad review, and so the chef kills himself, and Remy takes it pretty hard. And then the old lady who lives in the house sees him and like starts shooting him with a shotgun. It's a really fun sequence, and it's terrifying.
It's so ridiculous.
It's wild.
The shotgun.
The music in this is so good. Can I just say?
Oh my God, yes. The music is so beautiful.
it's just, it goes perfectly with the story, and it, like, whenever it's supposed to pump you up, it does exactly that.
It's just really, there's nothing wrong with this movie at all.
No, it's gonna be kind of hard to review because there's nothing wrong with it.
Because it's so perfect.
The animation holds up.
Oh my god. I mean, it's Pixar, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Pixar is the animation studio of forever.
They're incredible. They're
the best. They are. It's really, did you know? I've got some facts about this movie because I thought it would be hard to talk about. But did you know, if I can find it, here it is, that Remy has 1.15 million hairs rendered, whereas Colette, who the girl that Linguini gets with, has about 115,000 hairs rendered. The average person, the average person has about 110,000 hairs.
That's so wild. They just dedicate themselves to this. 1.15
million hairs.
That's so wild.
I know. Apparently, like, the animators got pet rats that lived in the studio while they were making this film so that they could watch them and, like, observe how they looked and, like, how they moved and, like, stuff like that.
Yeah, I was sure they have to do a ton of research on how rats move.
So they all got pet rats that lived in the studio.
That's cool.
I want a pet rat really bad.
Oh, they're so cute.
I know.
And you can play games with them.
I know. Oh, we'll talk about it during our rat facts.
Yes. So Remy gets separated from his family.
Because he's trying to save the cookbook.
Yeah, he's trying to save Gusteau's cookbook, and he floats away. And so he's underneath the sewer for a while.
In one of the really fucking sad sequence, by the way.
Yeah, it's like he's so sad that he lost his family. It's heartbreaking. When he's like,
"Dad," I was like, "Ah!" I hate movies where people call for their dads or their parents. I'm always like, "Oh my god!" I'm literally always almost in tears, like almost always. Like, what was it? Home Alone. I was watching Home Alone the other day, and it was when he was like in the bed where his parents sleep, and he's like all sad about it, or he's when he's below the bed because the robbers, and he's so scared. I always am like, even though it's like, this is Home Alone, Allison, please calm down. But I don't like the idea of children or a vulnerable party being frightened or losing control in Up. When he hits that guy with the mailbox.
Oh my gosh.
That's really rough for me.
But yeah, it's a really sad sequence whenever he's getting separated from his family. But then he realizes that he is underneath Paris.
Yeah. And he's that's like, where, well, I've been here the whole time.
Yeah, and that's where Gusteau's restaurant is.
Yeah, and he is really literally right by Gusteau. And Gusteau's also, like, his imaginary friend.
Yeah, his conscience, basically, kind of.
Yeah, it's a real Jiminy Cricket figure.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely a Jiminy Cricket figure. He's like a figment of his imagination. It's pretty funny. And
They reference it.
They reference it. It's very good. And then, so Remy gets to watch. He, like, goes to the restaurant, and he watches everything happening. And he's like really excited because he gets to watch this gourmet kitchen. And then we get introduced to the human characters.
Linguini.
Alfredo Linguini is his full name.
I hate it. Thanks, I hate it.
I love how he's kind of, the way he's animated, he's kind of like a noodle.
Yeah, thanks, I hate it. Alfredo Linguini. Oh my god, come on.
So he gets hard. Alfredo Linguini is kind of like a fool a little bit.
Yeah, I would say. He's like a noodle. He's like a human noodle.
And his mom, was Gusteau's, old girlfriend.
And so he's his son.
Yeah, he's a son. It gets revealed later that he is his son. He's Gusteau's son. He looks nothing like him, and it's really funny.
No, nothing like him.
And so he gets hired on as a garbage boy, and then by mistake, he starts messing with one of the soups, and Remy's like, no, he's ruining it. And so Remy goes down. There's like this cool sequence where Remy's like getting knocked around the kitchen, and the music is great in that sequence. It's fun. And then, so Remy finds the soup and he starts fixing it. And it's really adorable. Yeah. His cooking is so cute. Ugh.
Oh my God, I love when he cooks his little hands and he washes them.
He washes his little paws.
I'm going to probably cry during this podcast just thinking about how much I love Remy.
It's so cute. I love Remy. He's like such a likable character.
I know. I love rats.
And so then Linguini sees him cooking.
Yeah, and he full whips out, basically.
He's like, what the fuck is this?
So then Remy's trying to escape, but the head chef, whose name I forget right now.
They just call him the chef, really.
Yeah, he's like the little guy. Right?
Yeah.
The small one.
Yeah.
It's, he sees him and he's like, oh, get rid of the rat. And Linguini catches him and he's like, get rid of it, but like not in here. Just go outside and kill it, basically.
Yeah. So Linguini takes, Remy.
What does Linguini do?
Not that. He takes him. Yeah, not that. He takes him in a jar and, is gonna throw him into the river. But then he's like, oh, he's so cute.
But then in what is the cutest scene ever, he does the little eyes. And he's like, please don't throw me into the river.
Yeah. And
they have a conversation.
Yeah. And Remy can like shake his head yes and no. And he can understand English.
So cute.
He can understand English.
Because he
watched the TV.
He watches so much TV.
Yeah, because he watches so much TV, and I'm assuming he's been watching it his entire life, so he learned how to understand English, even though he can't speak it, because he's a rat, which I like that they didn't make him a talking rat.
Yeah, like, agreed.
It would hurt
the narrative of a lot if he could talk.
Yeah, he only talks to the audience and the other rats. But he can communicate with
he
humans.
He does talk, but... Yeah, but with he just makes squeaks like rats. So then he's like, let's team up. You and me, help me be a chef. Help me remake that soup because everyone liked it. And Remy's like, all right. And then Remy tries to run, but then he comes back because he feels bad
and he's like, I want to help.
And he wants to be a chef. Come on. Come on, Remy, it's your chance.
Yeah. And so then Linguini takes him home and takes care of him. And then, like, I love the scene in the morning whenever Linguini is like, he stole my eggs. And he's like, this is what I get for letting a rat into my house. And then Remy is making him omelets.
And he's made a little rat-sized one.
Oh, it's so cute.
Also, there's like this whole ongoing thing that happens at like the beginning of the movie where Remy feels like really guilty about stealing food because it's like they steal garbage and he feels like they need to like try and live better. And he also is like, he doesn't want to be a thief, although I feel like stealing food to cook is really not much better than just stealing food. But I guess in one way, at least you're creating art.
Yeah.
So he feels like he doesn't just want to steal food. He wants to like create food, and like he doesn't want to just be a thief.
Yeah, he wants really, to like, make his own things.
Yeah, so that's like also a whole theme through the whole thing. It's just like, do I steal? Like, is it what? You know?
Yeah, because like that's kind of what the connotation is around rats. But Remy doesn't want to be like a regular rat.
He doesn't want to be a little thief.
Yeah. He's so cute, though.
He's a cute little rat omelet.
And so then they try to, like, have Remy somehow control Linguini so he can make the soup. But it's really funny because he puts him in his shirt and he just crawls up and down his body and bites him.
And then Linguini's, like, really ticklish and he can't handle the fact that Remy is, like, crawling all over him.
And then they figure out that if Remy grabs onto Linguini's hair, he can control his limbs.
Which is fucking weird. I will say it.
It's ridiculous.
I'll say it. It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense, but it's a Disney Pixar movie, and I can suspend my disbelief.
And Linguini seems more like a zombie puppet than anything, so why not?
Yeah.
He's just a fucking noodle, honestly. That's the best way to describe him. He's a noodle.
True. He's a noodle. And they get really good at it. They practice and practice, and it's a really cute sequence where they're learning how to do it.
Oh, yeah, the blindfold. I love this movie.
I love this movie. It's so cute. And so they do that, and then he gets really good at cooking, and everyone thinks that Linguini is this phenomenal cook, but it's actually Remy.
And the head chef is this whole time, he's, like, very suspicious. Because, for one, he doesn't like Linguini, because he's like, who the fuck is this guy anyway? But then, also, he, like, has this... He thinks that the rat... He sees, like, has some glimpses. So he thinks that the rat is, like, helping him. Which, of course, sounds crazy, but, like, obviously, we know that is what's happening. Oh, I have the hiccups now. We know that that is what's happening, but, like, all the rest of the characters think he's fucking crazy.
Yeah. So the chef gives Linguini this challenge that he's going to make sweet bread a la Gusto, which is this disaster dish that Gusto made. And it's in his cookbook, but it's horrible. And so they try to make it, but Remy wants to change certain aspects of it to make it good. He wants to make this special sauce to put on it that'll make it good.
Right.
And Linguini's like, no, we have to follow the recipe, because Linguini's been taught by Colette how to do all these different things, and he's falling in love with Colette.
Yeah, and Colette's like, follow the damn recipe, bitch. We're not the chefs.
Yeah.
We are, but we're not the guy that makes the recipe. We're just the guy that cooks the recipe.
Also, can I say it? Colette's a feminist queen. She was talking about how, like, restaurants
Colette's hot
are
as hell.
She is. She talks about how the restaurant business is ruled by, like, wealthy old white men, and how it's really impossible for women to get into the world of cooking.
Yeah, and she's like, I did not come this far to be head chef for you to screw it up for me.
Yeah. She's a badass. Beautiful.
But guess what? Remy's got control of that arm, and he puts that sauce right on.
And I love the scene whenever they take out the food and then the people love the food. And then the entire restaurant is eating Remy's dish.
I know. So cute.
So they're doing great. And then basically Remy gets reunited with Emil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he finds his family.
And his dad gets super pissed because Remy doesn't want to live with them anymore. He's like, I want to leave the nest. I don't want to be here anymore. I would like to, you know, do my own thing. And his dad gets really mad at him and takes him to this, this exterminator where they see all of, like, the little rat bodies in the window.
Did you know that's a real place in Paris? That's real.
Like, really?
That window. Yeah, the window's real. Like, it's, let me find it. It's...
The animators
The window shop displaying dead rats, it actually exists, is the window of basically an exterminator established in 1872.
Woof.
Like a really old exterminator.
The animators actually went on several excursions to Paris to do research for the movie.
What a hard life.
Yeah, right? And they also had to eat a ton of fancy gourmet restaurants.
Yeah, I heard that a lot of them, like, learn to cook from, like, gourmet French chefs.
Yeah.
Like, a bunch of them are, like, gourmet cooks now because of this movie.
That's so cool!
I wish I could draw.
Me too.
For Disney.
I wish I could draw in general.
Me too. I can't.
Me neither.
I think about what's in my head. That does not come out on the page.
So his dad is super pissed at him, but Remy goes back to Linguini.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, like, Linguini gets mad at him because Remy is kind of threatened by Colette, and he doesn't want Colette to be, like, taking over Linguini's mind. Basically, he's kind of jealous that she's stealing his friend because they are falling in love, and they kissed, and it's a whole thing. So their friendship is kind of on the rocks because of Colette.
Yeah, and it's also like, Linguini's like, I don't want to listen to you. I want to listen to Colette. She knows what she's talking about. Even though Remy's like, excuse me, who made you fucking famous? Me.
Yeah, exactly. So it's, they're kind of on the rocks a little bit. And then Remy starts stealing food for his family from the refrigerator.
Yeah, and then a bunch of rats show up.
Oh, and also there's this side story that the B story, basically, that Gusteau's estate, if an heir does not appear within like 3 months, then the estate will go to the head chef.
That's right.
And
yeah, so basically, like, there's this like DNA testing they're doing on the side, and they figure out that Linguini is Gusteau's heir, right? Like, we know this.
Yes.
So the head chef is trying to keep this hidden for at least 3 months.
Mm-hmm. And then within the 3-day limit, Remy finds the documentation and takes it because he can see that Linguini is the proper heir. And then Remy brings it to Linguini. And he becomes the owner of the restaurant, and it's happy, and Remy's like the head cook, basically, because he's in charge of Linguini.
And they move into this apartment.
Yes.
And it's so cute. He makes Remy this little bed, and it's adorable. I love it so much.
I love it so much.
And it looks like
my
Ratatouille ears that I spent way too much money on.
I love it. And so then
I went to Disneyland Paris and bought Ratatouille ears, and it took me 97 years to find them, and they cost a fortune.
I love that. So basically Remy and Linguini get in a pretty bad fight. And Remy invites pretty much the entire clan of rats to come and steal food.
Yeah, and then while he's there, he runs into Linguini, who apologizes.
And it's really sad.
But then realizes that Remy invited the colony of rats to steal food, and he basically, like, kicks Remy out.
Mm-hmm.
Basically.
It's very sad. But then things get complicated because Linguini can't cook.
Right. I was like, well, I don't know what you fucking thought was going to happen, bitch. You can't cook.
Yeah.
So also Linguini's, you know, riding high on his fame and all this stuff. Like, there's all these newspapers coming that are like, oh, we're so in love with you. And then Ego, the critic who initially caused Gusteau to kill himself and took away one of the restaurants, gave the restaurant 4 stars, and now it's 3 stars because whenever the restaurant owner dies or whatever,
yep,
they take away a star. So it's a 3-star restaurant now, basically because of this guy. And, or 3 Michelin stars or whatever it is. And so he shows back up and he's like, you're new, so I'll give you some advance notice. Like, I'm going to be here and I want good food. But then the fight with Remy happens.
Yeah, it's really creepy.
Chef. Yeah, Ego's a scary guy.
Yeah.
But now we have the problem because Ego's here and he has the power to shut down our damn restaurant.
And Linguini can't cook without Remy.
I can't cook. And everyone's like, what's the recipe? And he's like, I don't know the damn recipe.
Yes. And then Remy decides,
because Linguini apparently never pays attention to what is being put in the food.
So then Remy comes back and they make up, and then it's really sweet because Remy runs in there and then everyone's like, rat, and they, you know, try to come and attack Remy, and then Linguini steps in front of him and defends him.
And he tells everyone in the restaurant staff about how Remy's the real cook, and he's like, I mean, I can prove it, and he shows them, like, how he can be moved, and then he's like, so who's with me? And then everyone quits.
Everyone. It's brutal.
Every single person quits, and he's like, what the fuck am I gonna do? And then all the rats show up.
The entire colony of rats show up, and they're like, we're not cooks, but you can tell us what to do and we'll do it. And Remy's like, okay. And so then the rats start cooking as an entire colony.
And they is really sweet. And then, Linguini becomes the waiter.
Starts on roller skates.
He serves everyone. It's really sweet. And then Colette shows up.
Yep, she comes back. Because she loves him.
And she's like, what the hell, rats?
But then...
And he's like, don't freak.
But then Remy and Colette team up to make Ratatouille, which is what Remy wants to serve Ego.
Yep. He wants some fresh perspective for dinner. Boy, does he get it. And so they serve Ratatouille. Ego's like, we should blown away. He goes back to his childhood when he was a little boy in France and his mother made him Ratatouille when he was sad.
Yes. And so he has a really emotional reaction to it. It's really sweet.
And he's like, I want to meet the chef. And they're like, well, if you want to meet the chef, you have to wait after hours. Also, during this time, the health inspector shows up because the old head chef, I think his name's Skinner, maybe, calls and they tie him up, throw him in the freezer for the night. And then they do the same thing with the head chef slash whose name may be Skinner.
Yes.
And anyway, it goes off. Ego meets Remy after the restaurant's closed. And he's like, okay, thanks. That's a rat.
And then he leaves. And then the next day, the review comes out.
And it's beautiful.
It's tear-jerking. It's gorgeous. He, like, explains. Oh, my gosh. At the end, whenever he's like, I didn't believe that anyone can cook, but it doesn't mean that... It doesn't mean that anyone can be a great cook. It means that a great cook can come from anywhere.
I know. It's like a beautiful little message, right? It's beautiful.
Oh, it's so cute.
And then they get shut down because they have rats in the kitchen. Hundreds of them.
Yes. So,
obviously, they get shut down. But then Ego helps them open their own restaurant. And it's wildly popular. And apparently everyone knows that they're a rat chef and nobody cares.
Nobody cares. It's amazing. And it's beautiful. They give Remy like all of this little like stuff that he can use and cook with. And it's just so sweet. And Ratatouille is their specialty.
It's so sweet.
Oh my gosh. And there's like a little area for seating rats and there's an area for seating humans.
Yeah, it's really special. I also want to talk about one of my favorite things in this entire movie. The damn fireworks with the jazz and the when they're tasting the...
Oh my gosh, that scene is so good.
Every time they do it, I'm like, I wish I could see that when I tasted food.
Yes, Remy, like, whenever he eats, he was eating, like, a cheese and a strawberry. And in his mind, he can see, like, these fireworks and this music to represent the flavors.
They'll blend together. Oh, it's beautiful. It's such a beautiful film. Like, it's such a good representation of food, I guess. It's weirdly about... It's really passionate about both rats and food.
Did you know that this movie was originally titled Rats with a Z?
Yeah, I did. And I'm glad they changed that.
Me too.
Also, I think this is maybe based on something.
Really?
Yeah, I kept seeing these like facts that were like adapted from. And I was like, I've never even heard of this, though. Like... I've never heard of it. I don't think it's a big thing. It might be like a short story or something.
Uh-huh.
So let me go through a few little facts about this movie. Please. Those are really cute. So apparently marketing tie-ins for this movie were really difficult to get as no food product wanted to be associated with a rat.
Aww.
I know. Which is about what the movie's about. Yes. You dumb bitches.
Don't judge someone just because of what species they are.
In France, where this movie is set, the movie broke the record for the biggest debut for an animated film ever.
Really? That is so cool.
Mm-hmm. I know. We already talked about the hair thing. Also, I think a lot of people probably know this, but the ratatouille dish prepared by Remy is actually not ratatouille. Ratatouille is like a stew.
Yeah.
This is not a stew. It's like a baked dish. It's called, I cannot pronounce this, so don't yell at me, anyone. Confit Bialdi. So this variation differs a lot from the conventional ratatouille in terms of preparation and method. The major difference is that the vegetables are thinly sliced and baked instead of cooking them in a pot. And if you ever had ratatouille is like nothing like the dish he serves.
Yeah. Actually, that version of ratatouille or whatever it's called, was made by a specific chef in France that they based the dish on.
Also, the room which Anton Ego writes his review is shaped like a coffin.
That's such an Ego thing.
The back of his typewriter resembles a skull face.
Edgy.
I know.
Did you know Bon Voyage from The Incredibles shows up in this movie several times?
Really?
Yeah, he's in it. He's a mime on the street.
Oh, the little pizza truck from Toy Story is in it too.
Aww.
During the chase scene between Remy and Skinner.
I love that.
It drives by. Also, Victor Habush, who's an animator, he worked on Sleeping Beauty, Lady and the Tramp, and 101 Dalmatians, called this movie the best animated film since Pinocchio, 1940.
Wow.
Which I thought was just very kind. Yes. I don't know if Pinocchio's that good, but it is a really beautiful film.
It is beautiful. I think Ratatouille is more beautiful, but...
I agree. I was not born in the 1940s, so I don't have that attachment, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently, they were really worried, Disney and Pixar were really worried people wouldn't know how to pronounce the name of the movie, which is why on all the posters and trailers, Ratatouille is also spelled phonetically below it.
Yeah, I remember that whenever I saw the commercials for it.
Yep. I think that's all the facts I have. Okay, rat facts?
Rat facts.
Rat facts. Okay, rats are really cool and everyone should be really nice to them. So first of all, rats are sweet. They take care of injured and sick rats in their group.
That's so... Oh,
they'll
my gosh.
They care for them.
Ugh.
Rats can become depressed if they're not given a companion, which is why you're supposed to always buy rats in pairs.
Little
rats
babies.
Rats have excellent memories. Once they learn a navigation route, they won't forget it.
That's why they're used in science.
When happy, rats have been observed to chatter or grind their teeth. Also... Rats can laugh, okay? Rats like to be tickled. Did you know that?
No.
They like to be tickled. Yes, they do. And they'll make little laugh sounds that sound like little chittering. Like, and they also make the same sounds when they play. Rats are just like people. They can succumb to peer pressure. Brown rats are prone to disregard personal experiences in order to copy the behaviors of their peers.
Wow.
The urge to conform is so strong that they will even choose to eat unpalatable food if they are in the company of other rats who are eating it.
Wow.
I know. Rats are really clean. They're super duper clean.
They're super clean.
They clean themselves fastidiously, as well as take care of their own teeth. A lot of people don't think rats are smart, but that's not true. They're really, in fact, super easy to train. They can be taught to perform tricks, master puzzles, run through mazes, and even solve simple problems. And rats can be taught a lot of tricks, like they can learn to fetch. They can learn to catch a ball and throw a ball. They can be taught how to drop a ball through a hoop, like in basketball. Rats also respond to their names, even if it's like, okay, so a lot of times dogs don't necessarily respond to their names. They respond to, like, tones, right? Rats will respond to their names.
Oh my gosh.
Like, even if someone else whose tone they're like not used to says it, they'll respond to it. They also show empathy and compassion for their fellow rats when they are in distress, qualities that are not often attributed to other animals. Also, rats make lifelong bonds with their owners. Rats recognize their owners and respond to the sight and sound of them. They are very social and love to hang out with humans on the couch or on people's shoulders and laps, and they will even try to groom their human companions as if the people were rats in their rat pack.
Aww, I want a rat, but I love cats so much.
I know, me too. I know, but maybe you could teach them to get along.
I don't know. My cat Henry probably would...
Oh, yeah. Henry probably wouldn't ever get along.
Yeah.
But I feel like most cats could probably learn to get along with rats, especially if you kind of watch the rat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if they're only in a ball or whenever they're out, if you're holding them or, like, with them.
Yeah.
It's really sweet. Like, rats are crazy, too. Rats can take drugs. Like, rats like drugs.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And can become addicted to drugs. Like, that can happen. It's kind of crazy.
It is kind of crazy. They're very much like humans in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm. They are. They're really good. Rats have like a lot of personality too. Like, and they like to, they're really cute and they're low maintenance. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're so sweet. Like, so sweet. Apparently, the noise that rats make when they're happy is called a brux.
Aww.
And it's when they tap their teeth together, and it's a sign that they're happy and comfortable. I know. Many people say that the first time they ever hear their rat bruxing, or when they hear it the most, is when they get them to relax on their shoulders or in their arms.
Ugh, I want one so bad now.
I know, I do too. You have to get two of them, though, is the only thing.
Yeah.
Really. Otherwise, they get really depressed.
Yeah. Cats kind of are the same way, too.
Yeah. Stop with all the animal hate, you bitches. Rats are so sweet.
They are.
I love rats.
And this movie is such a good way of showing that rats are, you know, kind creatures.
Indeed. It's just such a heartwarming film. Like, it always makes me so happy to watch.
Me too. It's
And it makes me want to go to Paris so bad.
Oh my gosh.
Even though I've been and I know it's not that good. Paris is like one of those cities that everyone's like, oh, so photogenic. But then you get there and you're like, this is actually probably the least photogenic city in all of Europe. And it smells like pee. Like in 95% of the tourist parts.
Woof.
Yeah, it smells real bad. The countryside's supposed to be really pretty, but I haven't been.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have two reviews for this because one is bad and one is good.
Okay.
I'm going to start with the bad one so that we can end on a little, like, heartwarming note.
Sounds
right?
good.
So the first one is 2 out of 10. Beautiful animation and a few cute moments, but 2 stars for 2 reasons to see Ratatouille. 1, the animation's really beautiful, particularly the scenes of Paris. And 3, the film had a few cute moments, Remy in the jar, the breakfast, 3 knives in the sleeves, etc. Here's the reason why I was terribly disappointed. 1, Pixar decided to do both cute fantasy rats and show off their incredible skills by doing real rats. A cute cartoon rat is enchanting, but realistic rats swarming, raiding garbage, ravaging farm crops, nesting in attics, burrowing in food, and slinking through sewers were disgusting. Ew. You clearly did not get the movie.
No, you did not get the point of the film.
I was like, okay, already some rat judgment happening. 2, the movie was way too long. I was not swept up in the film, and I was very conscious of the time and could not wait for the film to end. The kids in the audience squirmed throughout. The mother in front of me, when she wasn't dealing with her bored kids, spent the whole film text messaging. The movie should have been more tightly edited, which leads me to 3, the plot was ridiculous and all over the place. Remy's conflict with his fellow rats, the chef ghost, the critic, the lawyer, Linguini, the evil head chef, the granny, the health inspector, yikes. I particularly hated the granny who destroyed her home with a shotgun, the endless chases, and every time Remy's family appeared on screen. I could probably list some additional tedious scenes, but the movie was not memorable in any way except for the yuck factor. What? I don't agree.
I disagree.
I just don't agree. I disagree. I feel like it all flows quite nicely and makes perfect sense. I also think it's about Remy's conflict with being a rat. Like, it's like this, you're a rat, this is the way you have to act, versus, like, wanting something better for yourself.
Yeah, wanting to create things.
Here we go. Here's when we finally... Here we go. Okay. 4, completely missed the point of anyone can cook. Linguini could not cook. He seemed to be a nitwit buffoon throughout.
That's not the point. Anyone can cook.
Anyone can cook does not mean anyone will be a good cook. Like, yeah, Linguini's not a good cook. It means that Remy can be a good cook.
Yes.
It means that even a rat could be a good cook. That's what it's about. It's not that everyone's going to be a great chef, as we already explained, and as they quite literally state out loud in the movie.
Yes, ego tells you the entire point of the movie.
It's not that anyone can cook. It's that a good cook can come from anyone. I was so disappointed with that. I was like, they literally say it out loud. How much more do you need?
Yeah.
5. Why not just have Moses appear and say, thou shalt not steal, instead of pointless ghost chef? It's not a ghost. It's his conscience.
It's a Jiminy Cricket.
I only liked Remy when he was silent. This is 6. I hated his voice. Every time he opened his mouth to narrate or engage in dialogue, he completely lost me.
I love Patton Oswalt.
That's also a lot of the movie, so that's rough. I love Patton Oswalt too. I thought he did great, Remy.
Me too.
7. I love to look for the deeper meanings in films. Love the use of metaphor and symbolism, but as hard as I tried, and no matter how breathtaking the animation, I could not get past the idea of swarms of rats in restaurants. I remember some time ago when a bakery in my city went out of business after someone claimed to find a rat in a loaf of bread. Well, that sounds like your fault. That sounds like you have a problem with rats you should have addressed before you walked into this movie.
Yeah, this movie is about rats.
It's a pro-rat film, for sure. And we're a pro-rat, podcast, and you can quote me on that.
Yeah, yes.
Anytime. Put that on your shirt. Okay. Extremely disappointing, especially as I had really looked forward to this film and had entered the theater prepared to be enchanted. I wish I had waited for some user comments before I wasted my money and time. It's a shame that a beautiful and brilliant animation was wasted on the storyline. If you are an animation geek, you have no problem with seeing rats swarming, then by all means go to this film. I do have to hand it to the animators who can make my skin crawl with these rats, but do not be carried away by the rave reviews. This film has a lot of weaknesses. BTW, this film is definitely being ranked way too high on the greatest list. There are many truly great animated films out there, but Ratatouille is definitely not one of them.
Disagree.
I think it's an amazing film. And also, you mentioned the fact that you were like grossed out by rats like 17 times as a reason for the movie not being good, when the movie is specifically about how you shouldn't just be grossed out by rats.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Heartwarming one now.
Yay.
10 out of 10. Nothing less than the finest movie ever made.
Mm-hmm.
In many ways, the work of a critic is easy. We risk very little, yet enjoy a position over those who offer up their work and their selves to judgment. We thrive on negative criticism, which is fun to write and to read. But the bitter truth we critics must face is that in the grand scheme of things, the average piece of junk is probably more meaningful than our criticism designating it so. This movie is perfect. This movie is the reason why I write movie reviews. This movie helped me appreciate effort and art. This movie helped me defeat my prejudices against things I don't really know. It is a perfect kids movie. It is a perfect adult movie. Most Pixar movies actually contain very mature messages, and this movie's message, anyone can cook, is why we watch movies. Movies are meant to inspire the audience, and this movie does a great job. Show this to a kid, they will watch it over and over again. I know, because I used to watch this movie every single day. This is not Remy's movie, this is not Linguini's movie, and this is definitely not Gusteau's movie. This is Anton Ego's movie. The character development of Anton Ego is phenomenal. We see an arrogant critic become a humble and honest person, and it is what we should become at the end of the day. Most of us start out as arrogant, and we do not appreciate effort and talent. However, we must learn to give credit where it is due. We see Ego's journey in becoming this modest person, and he changes for the better. The final scene is one I cannot praise enough. Seeing Ego's complete arc, this movie has an inspiring message, something we really need in the movie industry today. Maybe I highly rate this movie because of my memories. The scene where he tastes the ratatouille is exactly how I felt rewatching the movie. When I rewatched this movie, I experienced something new, an appreciation of kids' movies and their messages. This movie changed my whole perception on animated movies. Today, most movies are cash grabs produced with the sole purpose of making profit from tickets and action figures. We need more movies like Ratatouille in this world. In this critic's opinion, this movie is nothing less than the finest movie in history.
It's pretty great.
It is really good. It's really sweet. I was like, really sweet.
It's definitely my favorite Disney Pixar movie.
Yeah, it's really good. I really like WALL-E too.
I love WALL-E. Oh my gosh, WALL-E is great too.
And Up. I also really like Up.
They're just beautiful movies, all of them.
Pixar makes really good movies, all of them.
Yes.
I still haven't seen Toy Story 4, but I will one day, I'm sure.
Yeah. All right, guys.
Wow.
Wow, we did it.
Well, I hope that lifted your spirits, and I hope it made you want to buy a rat.
Yeah, I hope it made you want to buy a rat or, you know, just rewatch Ratatouille because it's worth it.
Yeah, it really is. It's so good. And now Disney Plus is out, so you can definitely watch it. We all know you got that.
Yeah, I just got it.
You did? I can't watch it because it's not out in the UK yet, so kind of sad, but it's okay.
Yeah, we watched 10 Things I Hate About You last night on it.
There's so much on this channel. There's so much on Disney Plus. It's insane.
It is insane.
And also, once my Spotify student runs out, I'm going to link my Hulu with Disney Plus because you can get Hulu and Disney Plus and ESPN Sports, which I don't want, but it comes with it, for $12.99.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it's like really cheap.
So get Disney Plus so you can watch Ratatouille.
Yeah, and also everything else. Also, like every show ever. I want to say Life with Derek is not on Disney Plus.
Woof.
I guess it's not actually a Disney show. I guess that show was like outsourced from another company. Mm. But also, it's because they know what they did was wrong. That show was fucked. Fucked. Did you ever watch that show?
No.
It was like about it was a classic like melding of families, sort of a Drake and Josh type of show.
Uh-huh.
But with a boy and a girl named Casey and Derek.
Mm-hmm.
But they had like the most sexual tension I've ever seen, to the point where you were like, why am I rooting for step siblings to get together? This is disgusting. More than in Clueless, all right? Where Clueless looks like baby stuff compared to this. And apparently, like, I've been reading interviews because I was like thinking about this the other day, that show. And apparently, like, the actors that played them were like, yeah, we did it on purpose. And we really wanted our characters to get together. I was like, you played step siblings.
It's kind of like Clueless, you know?
Yeah, but worse. It's worse. Because at least in Clueless, like, her dad was married a bajillion times. And her stepbrother was only her stepbrother for, like, 2 years.
Yeah.
And they never lived in the same house because he was so old by the time they were married. So they were never really, like, sibling figures. These bitches are sibling figures. They're the same age. They go to the same high school. Their parents are... They all live together.
Yikes. Big oof.
Yikes. I was like, Disney, what are you doing? Why are you trying to make these two fuck? It's gross. All right. Well, follow us on social media. Donate to us on Patreon. And leave us a review on iTunes.
Yes, please. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. All right. See you later. Sorry this is always late. But one day we'll get back on track.
One day it'll be back on schedule.
One day we'll get back on track. Sometime in probably February. All right.
All right,
bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.